Welcome to the Men's Power Connect, where our mission is to equip, engage, and empower men in life and leadership. We hope that the information that we share is value added. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and our website, menspowerconnect.com. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. And we believe in iron sharpening iron. Let's go. Good day, Men Power Connect. This is Carlos Green. I'm your host, and I'm here with my co-host, Coach Stan Maddox. This is our first episode that we're doing on the Maximized Man. Of course, I want to let you all know that the Men's Power Connect is, our mission is to equip, educate, and empower men to be their best in life and leadership. And on this particular series, we're looking at the maximized man, the total man, what we need to do with our physical bodies to make sure that we're in the best shape of our lives so that we can live long, live healthy, be happy, be whole. And we're doing it also for those that are around us in our community, like our wives, our significant others, our children, and our community. This first episode, I'm really excited about because it's talking about let's go to the grocery store. And it's one of those places that could be awesome to go to because you can get and you get to decide how your food is prepared, what you're going to select, and you're in control at this point. Unlike when you go to restaurants, sometimes you don't know what they're cooking their food in. You don't know who's preparing your food. No issues there. But for us, going to the grocery store can be a lifesaver for you. In this Maximized Man, we are looking at just making sure that we're eating well and we're treating our bodies as the temple of Christ here. So my co-host Stan here, let's talk about some statistics right now on our diet and what that looks like.
Sure, absolutely. Welcome back, man.
Yes.
It's time to go. It's time to go. time to get healthy. And I just want to concur on what Carlos was saying. Grocery shopping, food consumption is very important. And a lot of times we don't give it enough attention. I always kind of use the example of truck drivers because I actually service a lot of my clients are truck drivers. But even truck drivers, again, guys, you pull up to the truck stop, the gas station, you know, you got to put diesel in that truck.
Exactly.
You put 87 octane in that truck, that package, that delivery is not getting there, straight up. So we're more mindful about what we're putting in the vehicles that we drive versus
so we're putting a 93. We're putting the best.
Absolutely. 93
fuel
octane.
In our bodies.
Guys, we are Ferraris, we are Bentleys, we are Escalades, we're the big boy stuff.
So if you were the big boy, which one would you be?
Absolutely.
You want to be the Ferrari? You like the Ferrari?
I like the Ferrari.
I like the Ferrari.
Ferrari's nice, yeah.
Yeah.
That Bugatti is something else. My son, he's hooked on them Bugattis.
Now that's being the best of the best, and we're going to treat that with all care.
Sure, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely, yes. So guys, definitely want to say that we got to make sure that we're putting the proper things in our bodies. So again, let's go to the grocery store. This is our segment. So what I want to do real quick, I'm going to read a statistic. All right. According to the NIH, this is National Institutes of Health, the health of African American continues to be a major concern. National data show that African Americans experience higher age-adjusted morbidity and mortality rates than Caucasian and engage in more health risk behaviors, such as low consumption of fruits and vegetables, high fat intake, and physical inactivity.
Mm.
All right? These health risk behaviors are related to various preventable health problems, such as obesity, hypertension, and diabetes, which are highly prevalent in African Americans and other minority groups. So,
and that's a study done by who now?
This is from the National Institutes of Health. That is NIH.
And so for people of color, especially Black people, there is a definite significant difference in our health and how we're taking care of ourselves at this point.
100%. And again, you know, guys, if you hadn't had an opportunity to see our intro segment. Definitely look at that too. I was actually talking about the fact of how I grew up, the education of food consumption, things of that nature. It stems into this too. So this is an epidemic that we really need to kind of get some grips on.
But what I love about it is that we can take control of that by going to the grocery store. The grocery store has the things that we need to make sure that we can fuel our bodies as Bugattis, as those cars that require the best octane so that we can run the best that we can be, or be the best that we can be. Our engines are clean. We're getting the fuel that we need so that we can maximize our lives and what we do.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So if we're going to the grocery store, I want to turn it over to Coach Stan to talk about what's the strategy when you walk into a grocery store. What are we looking for?
Guys, we're going to keep it simple. It's the horseshoe route.
You know about horseshoes that you play horseshoes
absolutely
with?
Absolutely. The horseshoes.
That our uncles used to play, yeah, and our dads used to play.
That's right.
Horseshoes with.
And we got some farmers listening to it.
Yes.
Listen, you go out there to your horse, you just pick up his hoof, and you look at the bottom of it. That's
I love
horseshoe.
That.
We are talking about the horseshoe route. So any grocery store you go in, guys, when you first walk through that door, if you go to the right or the left, right? It's the same shape, right or left. What you're going to find is you're going to find the foods that you need to consume 90 to 95% of the time. In other words, we need to stay out of those middle aisles. Now, why do they have it set up like this? The perishable items are going to be on the outside aisles, right? Because that's where the power supply comes from with the grocery store, so they can keep it cool, they can keep it warm, etc.
I never thought about that.
Exactly.
That's why it's on the outside, because of the hookup,
the power supply.
The power supply, exactly, to keep that food fresh.
Exactly. Has a lot to do with it. And those in the middle aisles, so they won't have to run a lot of different cables and power and stuff like that. Boatloads of preservatives. All the bad stuff, salts and sugars and everything else.
Sodium.
All kinds of stuff. High fructose corn syrup. So I really want to kind of get into some of those names we need to stay away from too. You know, one of which sugars. High fructose corn syrup, salts, etc. You're going to have to find a lot of that stuff in those products in those middle aisles.
Because you have to have that in those food items to preserve it, because it has a long shelf life.
Exactly. But one of the issues with it is your body has a hard time metabolizing or digesting it. So in turn, you know, again, with a whole bunch of boatload of sugar and stuff, you're going to send your body through sugar spikes. And if it's got a lot of salts in and things of that nature, you're going to send yourself in a position to where it's going to promote unstable blood pressure readings and things of that nature.
Okay.
So I want to do
this then, so that we can keep it focused. I just want to say this. One, I started my career actually working in a grocery store. I was hired by this grocery store as an assistant manager, or we called them back then a co-manager. I was learning so much about business, but I should have been learning also about the benefits or disadvantages that are in the grocery store too. So if we're talking about the horseshoe method, let's walk around the grocery store in a horseshoe method. What does that look like when people are walking around in horseshoe?
Sure, absolutely. So gentlemen, when you walk to that grocery store, let's go to the right. If you go to the right, generally you're going to see the deli department.
The deli.
A lot of times with the deli department, you're going to have those hot foods. I have some baked chicken, baked fishes. You're going to have baked beef meats, things of that nature. Soups, salads. These are sandwiches. These are things that they make in that deli part there. You know, the hot foods, cold foods, etc. Now, as you travel a little bit more, then you're going to kind of get into the produce.
The produce, yes.
Vegetables, fruits, and a lot of times what they have there too, they have a lot of the healthy juices.
They do.
That are on the refrigerated aisle, etc., that you can pick up as well. Salads, already made up, salad kits, things of that nature too.
I like that too. And then also in that produce, don't they have like nuts? Sometimes they have like a little
absolutely
thing,
yes,
of nuts that,
yes,
are there.
Yes, that's a
that's
great point.
Important.
And again, guys, the nuts that are on the produce side, they're going to pretty much change those out more than the ones that are in the aisles, in the snack nuts.
Because those are fresh nuts. They're not really packaged.
Exactly. Not packaged, and they're not, just pretty much covered with a lot of salts and things of that nature that's got to sit on that shelf for a long period of time.
Well, it's interesting that we're in the produce section, too. Oftentimes, they have those sprayers that are on the leafy vegetables. Yeah. So they have to keep it fresh. They have to keep it waterized. Is that a word? I don't know if waterized is a word. But they have to keep it watered.
I know what you're saying. Guys, y'all know what we're talking about.
Waterized. To keep it fresh.
Yes.
And to keep it looking good. And there's a lot of proteins and nutrients that are in that produce area. That's one of my favorite areas to shop in because we can keep going around the horseshoe, but I love the produce section too, because they have so many different vegetables or fruits that I may not have ever tried, but they're still good for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of variety.
Yes. In there.
And one benefit that we get from shopping in those areas is, again, the store, as an executive of a grocery store, that stuff has to be changed out.
It does.
So, you don't have to worry about it getting back, going bad, things of that nature. You're going to have more fresh stuff. So if stuff has to be changed out a lot, if it perishes faster, that means your system can digest it better.
Ooh, that's a good point.
So, that's something that we need to look at too, guys. So,
okay. Yes, I never even thought of that.
Yeah.
So we've got the deli, then we go to produce, and then what do we find next?
So at that point, now that horseshoe is kind of going around in that U shape, and you're probably at the back of the store now.
Mm-hmm.
What you're going to find in the back of the store, you're going to find the fresh meats.
Yes.
Poultry, seafood, beef.
That's my area, seafood.
Man, 100%. I'm a beef guy, too. I like the
You're beef guy. Steak, I'm a seafood guy.
Nature, so, yeah. But the fresh meats are what we want to focus on here. These are going to have the least amount of preservatives in them.
That's right.
So, guys, I want us to get to the place to where we're reading the ingredients too. I want to cover that too.
Oh, that's great.
Read the ingredients because if you're buying some packaged turkey, bacon, things of that nature, less ingredients, the better the food. It's not going to last as long, but that's okay. But the better the food is, it's when it has less ingredients. You got a bunch of ingredients on there. You can almost kind of put the expiration dates parallel. It's going to be longer expiration dates if it's got more chemicals in it, more ingredients in it.
Right? That's right.
Call it what it is. But less is more. So when we're finding these fresh meats, you're going to find those in the rear of the store, things of that nature. And you're also going to find the dairy products, the Greek yogurts. Mm. You're going to find the almond milks, the coconut
the oat milk, coconut exactly. milk, yes. all of that.
You're going to find those in the rear, typically. Okay. As we come around a little bit more, now you can potentially kind of get into the freezer section. You're going to have some of the frozen fishes, meats, things of that nature. Freezing the food does not contain as many ingredients as foods that you would find in those middle aisles.
But then we're into the frozen food section too. You can find some juices and fruits and vegetables in there too. But do we need to still be careful of that, even the frozen food, because you do have, if you're wanting the waffles or if you're wanting the already prepared breakfast foods that are there, maybe they have less ingredients in them, but I just wanted to make sure that we're not still eating a whole lot of processed foods.
Guys, I want to cover this real quick. I don't want this situation to become challenging.
Yeah.
Because what generally happens is with all of my clients that I've had over the years,
I love it.
If you make this situation so complicated,
yes.
then especially me, you know what, man? These two guys talking. I'm just gonna go over here and do what I've been doing. I got a lot of stuff that I gotta deal with. I have a family. I got kids. I got a job. I got stuff at the house, etc. So your mind, as intelligent as our minds are, will figure out a way to kind of deviate away from it. So circling back around the wagon, don't make this very difficult. So if we can just change one thing starting
out. I like it.
Let's go step by step. Because now we can start here, but then we can get here a little bit later on and we've gotten here comfortably. Just even sharing some of my journey, as far as all the stuff that I've been doing over years, Mm-hmm. At this place I am now, the way I train, the way I do the things that I do, and now I'm bringing up my son right now to be in that same sector as far as, you know, he's in karate. So there's going to be things that he's doing right now that are pretty much elementary to me, but I had to get to that place. So, mm-hmm. so guys, we're not making this hard. So even if you just go in the grocery store and say, okay, I'm just going to change this today.
That's one thing.
This one thing today. And then the next 2 days, I'm going to change something else. Mm-hmm. So getting back to Carlos's point, he's absolutely right. A lot of times you can go in the freezer section and you can kind of be very mindful of the fruits and vegetables that you buy that are frozen that even might have certain ingredients that right. are not good for you as well. But mm-hmm. then you'll have another package right next to it. And you look on it, they don't have as many ingredients in it that it's better for you.
Exactly.
This is a step-by-step process though, guys. So you want to focus on just changing those things, you know, step by step.
So then you go from the meat section and the frozen food section, where we headed to now, because it sounds like we're getting ready to round the corner again on the horseshoe.
Sure. Now we kind of go into the, typically like they have the eggs and the butters and those products separate from the milk and almonds. Mm-hmm. So now we're around the area where you're going to find eggs, butter, et cetera, the whole nine.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, again, less is more. In this case, guys, we got to start looking at that stuff, not looking at how much it costs, because you either pay now, you're going to pay later.
Can you say that again? Yes.
Sure. Rewind. You're going to pay now or you're going to pay later. Later. Either way, you're going to pay.
Yes.
So here it is. You look at what you're putting inside your body. So if you have, you know, again, you have these certain foods, the eggs, margarines, butters, etc. Man, flip those things over. You got to look at those ingredients. Mm. What are you putting in your body? So less is more. You got maybe two or three ingredients. Okay, that's a whole lot better than 13.
Mm-hmm.
13 ingredients.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, exactly. So, but again, I don't want to take away from the fact that we're doing great just by going the horseshoe route.
Just
right
the
now.
Horseshoe.
We're doing excellent doing that.
That's great.
So yeah, absolutely. So again, give yourself credit for that. Give yourself props. Again, I always say you want to just, you know, look at these ingredients, see what's in your system. And I don't like to get too much into nutritional facts. It's a difference. So nutritional facts is that chart that it has on the back of the food. Hey, this is how many calories I'm getting. Mm-hmm. This is how much fat, et cetera. There's a lot of ways they can tweak those numbers.
So you're saying look at the ingredients.
Look at the ingredients.
And I understand that what's listed as far as ingredients are concerned, they list it from what's most in it that makes it up to the least that's in it.
Sure. Well, even on some ingredients, you got to be kind of careful with the ingredients too. And I mean, just talking about as we continue to grocery shop, a lot of times the not so popular words are left at the tail end of the ingredients.
That's important too.
Red number 40, yellow number 5. Guys, these are colors. These are chemical colors they're putting in your food, right? This is what you're consuming. These are some words that you'll see. High fructose corn syrup. This is chemically engineered sweeteners that are in your foods that your body cannot metabolize properly. That's why you have a lot of people with issues with diabetes and things of that nature. You can stem off the high blood pressure, et cetera, all that. So these are words. A lot of times those words, those unpopular words are at the very tail end of it. They might not come, you know, at the front. So
gotcha.
Again, being mindful. But again, guys, we're taking it step by step.
We are. Easy.
Going through that horseshoe route 100%. One challenge I would even give you, just starting out, I talk a lot about truck drivers, but even guys working at other professionals, mm-hmm. et cetera. If you're used to going to these fast food restaurants, getting a number 2 with cheese, extra fries, large order fries, and you think you're doing good by ordering a Diet Coke, I challenge you. This is the first challenge that I have. Just back off from going to the fast food restaurant. Well, Coach Stan, you know, I'm busy. I got to do it quick. I got to do it fast. Okay, well, give yourself time to walk in that grocery store. Go to the deli section.
Yes.
They have hot foods that don't have all of those bad ingredients that you're consuming, that you're putting into your body. You can start there. And you can also
if I am at work and I need to go and get something to eat, I have found myself oftentimes going to the grocery store and I go to the deli. I will pick, and I love sushi. I'll just pick up me some sushi and I am good to go at that point. Or I'll pick up that, what is that bowl called that's got the sushi and the, I can't even think of it right now, but it's a bowl that has like brown rice in it and the fish and all the vegetables that's in it. I'll pick that up and it's satisfying to me. Yeah. So I don't even have to go into the middle of the grocery store. I stay at that deli and then I can pick up me an appropriate drink to go along with it that doesn't have a lot of the sugars in it or the preservatives in the drink. And that's very healthy for me.
Absolutely.
So finishing up that U shape. So we were where the cheeses and the yogurts are. Are we pretty much done with the horseshoe now? We're pretty much done.
At this point, you're close to the cash register.
Exactly.
Pay for your stuff and get out of there.
Because if you go down that aisle,
you don't want to look in those middle aisles and stuff like that. Now you're going to start potentially making bad choices. Okay, yes. I'm going to give you something. Let me go ahead and get some of these potato chips. Pepsis and Cokes.
Dude, that is my Achilles heel is going down that chip aisle because I love chip and salsa. Yeah. I love those straws that you can get now. You know those. You know that
the veggie straws.
The veggie straws. Yeah,
they're not really veggie straws.
They're not really veggie straws. But I love those. So I have to stay away from that to go there. Now, let me ask you this. So we've completed the horseshoe by going from the deli all the way around to where we end up with like the cheeses and the yogurts and juices, things like that. So we've got the horseshoe route. Talk to us about, at least in some of those aisles, we still have our canned green beans, our canned beans or lentils and mushrooms and all of that that may be in glass jars. What about those products?
Sure, absolutely. And I'm glad you brought it up, Carlos. There are some very healthy products in the middle aisles too. You can find the green beans. You can find some that have less sodium in
right.
it. That's a good property. That's a good thing to consume.
Okay.
Also, almond flour. I use a lot of almond flour. That's a little bit, you know, we kind of get into that. Almond flour versus pancake mix and stuff like that. Almond flour has zero carbs, zero sugars.
Wow.
Yeah, and you can get that same kind of craving that we had eating pancakes for years and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Even in the sugar areas, they have, you know, sugars and things of that nature that are, zero sugar. They're actually called natural sweeteners.
Okay, right.
One is monk fruit.
Monk fruit.
Stevia.
Yes.
Leaf, those are very good.
I love monk fruit and jackfruit.
Absolutely. Yeah, those are great.
The jackfruit is like a meat.
Yep.
It's got the texture of a meat, and we cook with that. It's so healthy for you.
Sure.
And it tastes so good. So,
in short, it's a lot of options. We got a lot of options out here, guys. So that we don't have to eat the stuff that we grew up eating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, technology has changed there. And for the good, there's a lot of things that we're able to buy now that are better for our systems that were not 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it's for us to pay more attention to that.
Right.
So Carlos, if I would, I'd like to give a story.
Right? Sure.
So
please.
Here's the thing, guys. Again, with all the information that me and Carlos are giving right now, you know, as a man, we might be like, okay, well, that's nice. I may or may not do it, blah, 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 et cetera. I want to give you a story about one of my clients. And for the lack of names, I'm going to call him Big Mike. Big Mike started with me in my WellCare fitness program. Now, this is my fitness program as far as exercising, you know, things of that nature, focus on leading our clients to good health choices as far as wellness coaching, health coaching, fitness, et cetera. That's where Big Mike started in one of our programs that we offer. Now, during that particular program, we have measurement days that we measure your weight, your BMI, which is your body mass index, fat percentage, but we also check your blood pressure. So we were able to see that Big Mike had elevated blood pressure. So with that, we sat down with Big Mike and said, hey, Big Mike, we're glad you joined the program. Here's the deal. We need to make sure that this program is going to be, that you're going to be consistent in this program. Just want to make sure you come up to the, when it's time for us to have our meetups to train, exercise, make sure you're on time, make sure you stay the whole time. We meet three times a week, make sure you're there all of those times. And also, this is a meal plan. We're going to kind of give you a guidance of things that we need to stay away from so we can start focusing on stabilizing these blood pressures. It's very important because it can go to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make sure that you take care of this. So as time passed, you might show up a little bit late for the training sessions. Sometimes you might not show up at all. Hey, Big Mike, how we doing with the eating? Well, you know, coach, I'm telling you, man, I'm from the South. You know, sometimes I got to have that fried chicken. I like that, my piece of chicken, so I'm going to get it every now and then. Mm. Yeah, Big Mike, we don't really need to be keeping that fried chicken and those things. You know, you got to make sure we focus on following this meal plan. Yeah, I know, coach, but I just love the way it tastes. I love the way it tastes. I just got to have it, just a little bit of it. And I make sure I come on time, a little bit more, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Shortly thereafter, we didn't see Big Mike for a while. Then we got a call from his spouse, and she said, well, coach, Mike had a stroke.
Wow.
At this point, from Mike having a stroke, he could not utilize one side of his body. Mind you, Mike was a truck driver. He was the he was the primary breadwinner of the family. Big Mike is a father. Big Mike is a husband. Big Mike, he's the alpha guy of his family. He has to support his whole family and make sure everybody's good to go. Guys, you can relate. You know where I am with this. So now Big Mike is at a place where he can't use half of his body. And now Mike is suffering from what's called aphasia, which it actually compromises your ability to speak and to think. So now Mike has transitioned from our Well Care Fitness program to now needing therapy in the form of physical therapy, occupational therapy, rehab training with those with neurological deficits from our facility. Big Mike is not a truck driver anymore. He can't drive trucks anymore. Until Big Mike gets back to his self-dependence. So guys, I want you to understand what just happened here. Here's a man that was focused on taking care of his family. Mm-hmm. This was the alpha protector here. Now his wife, she got a caregiver for him. His kids got to look after, they got to look out for him. This could have been dodged. We could have avoided
that
by getting focused on being serious about the regimen for ourselves. And guys, I say that, I pretty much kind of convey that message or that story to you, because I want you to understand how serious this is. We can sit back and say, hey, you know, I got to take care of my family. I can't worry about doing all of this. Well, if something happens to you, then now you've sent your family back proverbially into the Stone Age, because now they got to take care of you.
Come on, man.
So if you want to protect your family, you got to take care of yourself.
That is so heartfelt. Thank you for that. I love that we've talked. You have a specific story that negatively impacts the family. And I think as leaders and as husband and as men, it's in our wheelhouse. We should be taking care of our bodies.
Absolutely.
And going to the grocery store, doing the horseshoe route, is a gift that we're given to our families and our community. It's so important to do that. If I can just say this, I know we're wrapping up to go, but I would encourage the men to go read Daniel chapter 1. And it talks about Daniel and his diet and his commitment to God, of course. But he and his friends, his buddies, were actually imprisoned, and they were ordered to eat the king's meal. And I don't know what was in the king's meal, but Daniel said, no, just let us eat fruits and vegetables and give us water. Then you can check the appearance of how we look and how we were actually performing after 10 days. And that's all they gave them was fruits and vegetables and water. And there was a significant difference between Daniel and his boys compared to the king's men, who were eating what they considered the finest foods at that point. They showed them out so much that the king actually switched over that diet to actually follow Daniel and his diet. So read Daniel chapter 1, and I'm hoping that will inspire you to take care of your bodies and the benefits, the health benefits that comes with that. And I'll close on my end to say, now what I am is, me and my wife made this up. We are what we call pesca vegans. So we eat fish, not really fried, but we eat fish, and we try to limit our dairy consumption. Okay. That's us. And I know that you eat, and I think eating in moderation, eating that beef is fine.
Sure, absolutely. Right? And I kind of share that. I think it's great that we have two different scenarios that we can give our men as far as food consumption
is concerned.
So for me, I kind of follow the keto lifestyle.
Okay.
Keto lifestyle is going to be low sugar,
mm-hmm.
low carbs, high protein, and the higher natural fats. So that's what I focus on as well. It's been mm-hmm. very, very, instrumental in my recovery time as far as, you know, again, I also train in weight training.
Mm-hmm.
And my other stuff that endeavors, combat sports and all those stuff that I do, it's favorable to me.
That's good.
But what Carlos and his wife are doing is an excellent meal plan as well. But guys, one meal plan that's not good for us is
right.
where we are right now, the junk foods and just going to all these fast food restaurants, just putting whatever that's in front of us in our mouths.
So our challenge to you all today is to go to the grocery store, use the horseshoe method, and you owe it to yourself and to your wife or significant other and your families and community to be the best version of yourself, to be healthy.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
Anything else before we close?
I'm good to go.
I am good to go too.
Thank you for letting me share, guys. I always appreciate the time to connect with you and to give this information. We appreciate you listening, chiming in. Let's focus on making ourselves the best version of ourselves. Our families need this. They need it from us. Okay. Right. We're truly going to be an alpha. This is the way.
So please just log in to the Men's Power Connect. You'll see this episode here, either on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram. We really appreciate your support. We'd love to hear from you. Let's go to the grocery store, the horseshoe method, and we know that you're going to be healthy and happy.
Absolutely.
Go out and encourage another brother, people.
Yeah. Next time.
All right. Peace. Thank you for listening to the Men's Power Connect. We hope you've been inspired and informed. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to our podcast as well as our YouTube channel. We believe in living a life that glorifies God and serving others. Go out and encourage another brother. Peace.